Well, happy Easter, everyone. He is risen. Amen. There you go. Woke up, didn't you? There you go. All right, let's all stand. We're going to sing some good old hymns for Easter. First one is, He Lives, He Lives. If it's convenient for you, ask you to stand. Server is in Savior, He's in the world today. I know they may see me, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just when I need Him, He's always here. He lives, He lives, and He walks with cross, He went out to the place of the skull. John 19:17, the old rugged cross. Thank you.
because it was impossible for death to keep it hold on him. It's hold on him. Acts 2:24. Lo, in the grave. We're going to sing all three verses, and then we're going to raise him. So all three verses first, and then the chorus. Up from the grave he arose.
Thank you.
Amen. I'll be seated, Brother Roger.
What about now? There we go. You know it's going to be a good day when Jesus sets up the pulpit. You know, we've been trying to teach the kids to do some hard things. That was hard for some of them to get up here. It really was. And I thought they'd done a great job. You know, I have a feeling that there's somebody here that may be dealing with some of those things that was on those shirts, and today is the day to take care of that. All right? And I have no doubt that there's some of them that is dealing with those things, and I hope it strikes to them. And, you know, I told them, I said, you guys ain't the only one doing hard things. I said, this is hard for me. You know, not it's hard for me to get up here and stand in front of you all, but just the importance of the message because of the day it is. And you know, so I told them, I said, you guys ain't alone. And you know, it's just something that I hope I can do justice what needs to be said on this important day. You know, we're here to celebrate Easter because Jesus is alive. All right? He is alive. And, you know, for some of us, it is the day that we look forward to all year long, Easter. And there's some who it's confusing. They don't understand. They have questions about what this day is all about. And, you know, and that's what we're going to try to answer that today. You know, for some, Easter is just chocolate candy, Easter eggs, Easter bunnies. You know, and those things they're fun to do with your family and enjoy it. But I just ask that you truly share with them what today is truly all about. And, you know, that Jesus is alive. You know, one thing for sure about today, Easter, is probably one of the most presidential days in history. All right? You know, we've went through this last... I hear beeping. Okay. You know, this last year, we went through something that, you know, they say it's a one in a hundred year deal. This, you know, this COVID that we've went through and stuff. But guys, Easter is one day in history, one day in eternity, the event that happened. All right, and I think we can all agree that this last year is probably the most famous word of this last year has been canceled. Would you not agree with me? I mean, canceled. You know, you all know that I'm a basketball fan. Some of you even got to watch me play back in the days, many years ago. And, you know, last year at this time, I really enjoy watching college sports. I love March Madness. All right, I love to watch the basketball games. And last year at this time, canceled. I was just like, are you kidding me? And you know, and then it went on. It went on to the NBA, canceled. It went on to baseball, canceled. You know, we went on to large gatherings, 1,000, 500, 250, 50, 10, canceled. All right, school, canceled. Weddings, canceled. The total gain in the stock market since the 2016 election, canceled. Church, canceled. Comforting friends at funeral, canceled. Walking across the stage to receive a diploma, canceled. You know, life as we knew it was canceled. And, you know, it's been a negative year for a lot of people. You know, businesses, just individuals. You know, and truthfully, I've seen it here in our own church. You know, there's been a, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, there's been a division. You know, and people who believe this way, people who believe that way, masks, COVID, you know, not being able to hug each other and just be ourselves. You know, there's been a negative feeling in here, and we need to change that. You know, and today is the day. All right, so, you know, but I'm going to talk about a cancellation that's the greatest in mankind, okay? And, you know, it's a cancellation that, because what Jesus did on the cross and rose again on the third day, just like he said, death is canceled. All right? Death is canceled. Not physical death. You know, we've seen a lot of that over the last year with the virus and just, you know, our people that we know, people, loved ones. But this message I'm trying to tell you is not about physical death. It's about spiritual death. But there is an answer, and it starts the moment Christ comes and lives in your life. All right, we look in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 through 57. Paul was writing, and he writes, "O death, where's your sting? O Hades, where's your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, we are spiritually dead. We have failed to live up to the holy standard of a perfect God. You know, you read in Romans 3:23, "For we've all sinned and fell short of the glory of God." You know, there's nobody here that's immune from that. You know, it's just some have perfected the sin nature better than others, unfortunately. And, you know, so we ask, what does this mean? You know, we were given 10 simple commandments, and we couldn't follow just one. And, you know, we can't be good enough to stand in the presence of God. You know, every time I read that scripture about the sting, it reminds me of a story that a little boy, he was about 8-9 years old, and his dad, about this time of year, was out driving around. They had one of them 1970-something old Cutlass cars, you know, and dad loved that car for whatever reason. And him and the boy was driving around one spring day, had the windows down, had the 8-track going. I mean, some of y'all have no clue what that is, but ask your parents. But, you know, and they're just cruising around, enjoying the day, singing songs. Little boy sitting in the back seat, just spending the day with his dad. And you see this little boy, he's sitting back there, and all of a sudden, he just starts screaming. Just going beside itself. And dad couldn't figure out what was going on. And he turned and he looked back and he said, "Son, what's the matter?" And this little boy is pointing at the ceiling of the car. And a honeybee had flew in the window. He's going, "Okay, it's a bee." Well, this little boy, he had a problem with bees. He would have allergic reaction if he ever got stung. And he had been stung a year or two before that. And the doctors had told him if he ever got stung again, he could possibly die. Well, die was all that little boy heard. Death. That was all he heard. If I get stung, I'm dead. So this little boy's just frantically just screaming, and, you know, and what's dad do? He just takes it and pins it on the ceiling, mashes it. He said, "There, son, I took care of it." They get back on the road and start driving. It's all good. They drive a few more miles, and all of a sudden this little boy just a blood-curdling scream comes out. Dad pulls over to the side of the road. You all know on them old cars, they got them old foamy, soft tops on there. But when Dad had pushed that bee up there, it didn't kill it. It just smashed it a little bit and really made it mad. And he looked back there in the back seat, and there that little boy was, and there was that bee on his leg, just giving it this. Just pounding on his leg. And that little boy was screaming, he's crying. And Dad pulls over real quick, and he jumps out. runs around the back seat, grabs the kid and says, "Son, it's okay. It's okay." He said, "Dad, I'm going to die. I'm going to die." And he said, "No, it's okay." Dad holds up his hand, and there was a stinger in his hand. You know, Jesus did that for us. He took it. And, you know, it's something that, God, I hope you understand that. That you can have that. It's just, I thought I wasn't going to get all emotional on that, but I tell you, I can't help it. You read in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So how can we say death is canceled? Even if we have an appointment with physical death, which by the looks of some of you, you're closer than others, but don't get, you know, I'm just kidding. We don't have to be sad about that, okay? Because the debt we owed has been canceled. We look in Colossians 2. Paul also wrote in verse 13, he said, "And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive today with Him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This He set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him." You know, it doesn't say in those scriptures if you were bad in sin, if you was a little worse in sin. It says you was dead in sin. And, you know, but our, you know, Jesus was not the only thing that died on the cross that day. Our debt died as well. And I think, you know, I think we can understand the word debt. Can we not? Credit cards, car mortgage, student loans, vehicles. We understand what the word debt truly means. But you see, our sinfulness we were born with has given us a debt to pay to a holy God. You know, as you remember from the verses I read earlier, that sin left us dead. I don't know if you know this, but dead people can't pay off a debt. Alright? And it's something that Jesus did for us. I mean, what if the bank called you tomorrow? Said, "Your home mortgage paid off." You know, we'd be so excited. We'd be beside ourselves. Yeah, that's what Easter's about. That debt's paid. It's been paid off. And, you know, God took everything He owed and said, "Done. Canceled." Or as a term a bank sometimes uses, "We forgave your debt." Y'all remember the story of the religious leader, a very visible leader of the day. And one day he was having dinner with Jesus, and a woman came in that had a horrible past. We won't get into what her past was. If you want to know what that is, just read Luke 7. And, you know, it says in there that she came in and she cried tears on Jesus' feet. And she wiped them with her hair. And, you know, the religious leader, she poured that expensive perfume on there. And the religious leader, he just looked at Jesus and said, if you knew who that was and what she'd done, you know, if you was a holy man, you would know. And he turns and he asks, he says, "Well, let me ask you a question." Can you imagine sitting and talking to Jesus, and he turns and says, "Let me ask you a question." You know the answer. You know? But he turned and he looked at him and said, let me ask you a question. He said, one guy owes $50 in debt. One guy owes $500 in debt. They forgive these both of them of their debt. Which one's more grateful? The religious leader, he turns and he says, well, the one that owed 500, duh. Jesus turned and looked at the woman and said, your faith set you free. You're saved. You know, it doesn't matter, guys, what debt what sin you've committed. Jesus is here to erase that. He's here to forgive you. No matter your history, I don't care if you stole a piece of candy or if you lived like the devil all your life. Jesus will forgive you. And he'll accept you right now. You see, just one sin caused us to fall short of God's glory. Some people understand they need God for forgiveness, but some say, I'm good. But God wants you to know the debt can be canceled. You know, because of Easter, a lot of things is canceled. Sin debt, canceled. Guilt, canceled. The shame that wants to tell us we're not good enough, canceled. Condemnation, canceled. The wrath of God, canceled. Eternal punishment, canceled. My good works, canceled. Power and plans of hell, canceled. Separation from God, canceled. The grave, canceled. The Easter message is this, that death is canceled once and for all. The tomb is empty, and Jesus is alive. You see, He lived for me. He died for me. He rose for me. He intercedes for me. He's coming back for me. Now, Brother Mike, if you would, each one of y'all have an opportunity today to know what that is. And accept Christ and cancel death. You know, we're living in a wicked times right now. I don't know how many of you, just an example, I don't know how many of you have even seen the tennis shoes that they're trying to sell our young people right now. You know, Nike came out with one now that is called Satan shoes. They're only making 666 pair of them. And they're labeled. Each one of them in the bottom of the little gel has like 76 cc's of red ink. But there's also 1 cc of human blood in each shoe. Guys, that's the world we're living in. We need Jesus. So I'm just going to ask you today that, I ask these young people every day to do hard things. If they come home today and ask you what you did hard for Jesus, what can you say? What have you done? We have to live it every day. We have to share with people every day and get people to come to Jesus. So I'm going to offer you right now to come up here. You need forgiveness. If you just need to talk with me, Brother Tim, Brother Lanny, if you need Christ, you come up here right now and we can make it happen today. We can cancel death for you. As we stand.
I'm a rebel of the trust.
You know, I hope you listen to those words you just sang. I surrender all. For such a little word, that means a big thing. So just don't leave this place today without knowing where you're at. We're not guaranteed another moment. And we're going to ask that you join us and stay with us for breakfast this morning. Stay for Sunday school. We'll be back in here. And I'm just amazed how many people showed up this morning. Truly blessed. Just grab one of these young people and give them a hug and tell them they did a great job. They struggled through that, but we got them up there and they did it, and that's the main thing. So, Brother Tim, you close us in prayer and ask the blessing on our breakfast.